This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The thing that makes it possible for you to have a cup of coffee in the morning made from beans grown in Costa Rica or Ethiopia, or to wear a shirt of Egyptian cotton that was made in Indonesia, also brings with it some downsides like flu pandemics, SARS, the plague, if you go back in history far enough, the kinds of diseases that spread from travel and from the way we do business, from commerce. Mark Harrison tells the story in his new book. It's called Contagion. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
You begin this story, or the story, I suppose, begins on the very first page of this book. You quote a historian as saying the two great tyrants of civilization, I suppose, are war and commerce. And then you go on to say that commerce is the worst of them.
Commerce is the greatest tyrant in his sense, because over the last 700 years, at least, it's been, I suppose, the most consistent factor in the spread of disease. Wars are obviously very important, but they are more localized and more time-limited, whereas commerce is a consistent factor in spreading human and animal diseases.
Well, in that case, I have to ask you, we've reached you in Seoul, South Korea, and I have to ask you if you washed your hands before you got on the airplane.
Yes, I did, in fact.
Because this is something we all do every day. We exchange these things by virtue of our daily business lives.
We do indeed, yes. But I think commerce is a little bit different, because it's not just about the movement of people. It's about the movement of commodities. And I think really from the very first outbreaks of plague along the Mediterranean, there was a close association as far as the locals were concerned with the coming of merchants and the coming of plague.
So they knew. Back then, they knew what was going on.
Yes, yes, they did, really. And I think that's the reason why very, very soon after they began to institute now what we call quarantine. That was an immediate response to a sort of felt need, really, to protect themselves against infection coming from ships.
What do we lose today in terms of global trade because people are worried about the spread of disease? I mean, I can think of SARS in Asia. I can think of mad cow disease, right?
Yeah, it's hard to quantify how much trade is lost. But it's clear that trade is adversely affected by quarantines of all kinds. But I think the most striking examples lately that the general public may have been aware of have been in the trade of animals and meat products, particularly. For instance, in the case of the recent so-called swine flu pandemic.
It occurs to me, actually, that this is fundamentally intractable, right? Because we are only going to be more globalized. There will only be more commerce, both illicit and licit, if you will. And we're going to keep on doing
it. Yeah, in a way, it is intractable. All you can do is reduce the risks.
Yeah.
And I think we can do that in a way which doesn't disrupt the international economy as much as it is at the moment. I mean, instinctively, really, I'm a free trader. I don't want trade to be to be bogged down by quarantines and sanitary embargoes. But at the moment, I think the present regime is not really as good as it should be, either from a public health point of view or from the point of view of a person who wants to see greater freedom of trade globally.
Mm. Mark Harrison is a professor of the history of medicine at Oxford. His book is called Contagion, How Commerce Has Spread Disease. Thanks very much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.